Episode 533, April 5th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? We're all back, Rob. Joe and Robbie. Robbie back from his month-long vacation in Ocean City. Welcome back, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie Thank didn't. You. Robbie left early from that 9 day, and the reason I know that is because I have an app on my phone that lets me know whenever the place is locked and unlocked.
You got bored, huh? It was too cold.
And it was in and out, which is good. I'm like, oh, these guys are killing it, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. Never saw another thing.
Didn't you tell us it was going to be warm by then, and it was freezing cold?
Was it cold, Robbie?
It wasn't super warm until that last day.
Where'd you eat?
Okay. that's a good question. Where did we eat? We ate Uber Bagel, of course. We love the Uber Bagel.
Okay.
Did you DoorDash at all?
Did you bring your plastic container?
No. I'm trying to think. I can't remember where we ate.
Man.
It was a good trip, though?
Yeah, we had a nice time.
I always make sure I go to Liquid Assets down there. And when Rob and I booked our big gig, that's yes. what we ate. And then, of course, pandemic came, and we've lost out on all that.
I know where we went. We went to Rope Walk.
I don't know where that is. Is it good?
Rope Walk is okay. I mean, you know, it's a big oyster bar. Of course, oysters aren't in season, so we couldn't get any oysters.
Well, I got oysters this weekend at Boatyard. There's oysters.
Well, they were not serving oysters of any kind.
Huh.
And the dessert we got wasn't fantastic. It was a cheesecake.
Did you yelp?
They served it with a spoon, which was annoying.
When we were down there, Joe, and we booked the gig that was going to be at the spring, what's it called? Beach Bash? Spring
It was
playing?
At Ravens Beach Bash. We were going to do a murder mystery. There were going to be Ravens players there. There was going to be cheerleaders involved.
And we essentially closed this deal in the first week of March, basically.
Yeah, and it was going to be attended by 500 people. It would have tied our largest show.
So at that point, we knew about the coronavirus. It was in the news. I remember we even extra Purell'd our hands. So it was we knew about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had no prediction. But
Did we wear a mask? I don't think
No, we weren't even at that point yet. And when we sat down for that lunch, knowing that we just booked that gig, knowing what we already had on the books, what we normally... If we had found out then, in the next year, you're only going to do whatever we did, 6 shows.
Yeah.
What would you think the reason would have been?
Somebody died. One of our cast members died.
I think we would have thought that before COVID.
Of course.
We couldn't
I would
fathom.
Not have been able to wrap my head around what would have happened that would have caused us to only do 6 shows.
Right.
Because not only is it part of my income, but it's also part of my social life, right?
Yeah.
So those two
and
things.
And we probably already had 6 booked at that point.
Easily, yes. Yeah, yeah. And I remember I'm like, this isn't going to. And I remember you were really clinging to hope longer than I was.
I was, yeah. Like, I feel like an idiot now. But I guess
well,
I'm
you're
an
not
optimist.
An idiot. Yeah, yeah, you wanted it. Also, it's okay to root for things because
yes.
even if it doesn't happen. I always think that when I'm arguing with our friend Phil, you know, I'm like, okay, I might be wrong, but aren't you rooting for me to be right?
I've realized in this day and age, people root for themselves to be right. Even if them being right means, then them being wrong saves like a million lives. They'd rather be right.
Well,
as long as
was
not their life.
Argument we were having about Major League Baseball yesterday, mm-hmm. where I'm like, don't you want me to be right? I could be wrong, but don't you? I'm not going to elaborate, but right. we can talk about that afterwards. But anyway, Robbie, you did tell me when you were down there, you were going to see Nobody. You were very excited about that, starring the great Bob Odenkirk, and it's the same people that made the John Wick movies.
Okay.
But instead of having Keanu Reeves, who's a very believable badass, because yes. in real life he's a marksman and he knows jiu-jitsu or whatever, it's Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. It's they had to transform this guy in a way that they didn't, and it looked like it was going to be awesome, and I actually saw it, but I'm interested in Robbie's review.
It's got great reviews.
Yeah, it did get good reviews.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it from I like any movie where it's a regular person with some sort of superpower. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'd say that too. I love origin stories. I like right. seeing how people, the weak, got strong.
And I thought the violence in it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. But in the end, you did feel like it was a little less than it could have been.
Yeah, I don't, it wasn't that for me. What it was is, I watched it, I enjoyed it. If you said right now what happened, I couldn't tell you.
Right.
So it wasn't memorable.
Did Katie like it? Because she's not as big of a Bob Odenkirk
fan. She liked it.
I
think she might even have liked it a little bit more than me, but also, you know, we're not going to remember.
Right.
You know, even now, Robbie, you know, and Robbie was really looking forward to that because he's a big fan of Bob Odenkirk, which I get. I'm a fan of him too. Mm-hmm. Maybe not to the degree that Robbie is. But so it's almost like, oh, when people were making fun of me because I didn't go see Daniel Day-Lewis when he made Lincoln after I was talking about what a big fan I am. But Robbie went, and it's probably the first movie you saw in the theater since Mandy, I guess, right, Robbie?
Since Mandy, that's correct.
Yeah, since Mandy. And Robbie loves going to the movies. And that's the other thing. When something, it's not that you built up the movie, but I'm sure it was an event for you. You're on vacation, right? That's an important thing. You don't see a lot of movies, and you're looking forward to it, so it would be difficult for it to even live up to whatever that was.
I'm
probably
seeing
you're right.
What he has coming up, because clearly his career's on the rise. You know, he was obviously a great writer, great comic actor.
He wrote tons of sketch comedy. He wrote on The Simpsons. I mean, he's prolific.
And then
he was on Mr. Show, the first thing I ever saw him, and that was awesome.
But even on Breaking Bad, it was humor, his character.
You're right. He was.
But he showed real, real acting drama chops in Better Call Saul.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of things now. You've seen him in a lot more things. I don't have it off the top of my head, but there is some movie that he was recently in. I'm like, oh, well, there's Bob Odenkirk, and he played a serious role. I think it was the president in something. I don't remember what it was. But
By the way, he was nominated for the Best Actor in a Drama Series on the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Guess who beat him? The only person who I was happy to see win other than Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, who?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, yes.
Because I love that
Ozark.
Show.
Yeah, yes. And I also like Jason Bateman, but I'll say this about Jason Bateman. He's very good.
Yes.
He's super likable, but really, you don't see him very often where he's not playing himself.
Yeah.
So he's excellent, but he's excellent at being Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Saul Goodman's a better character than Marty Bird.
Not close.
Well, yeah. I agree, but Marty Bird, I love Marty Bird has a superpower. And when those wheels are turning, and you see him acting without speaking, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Now, you know, Ozark is a show that I'm currently watching Sons of Anarchy, and I know we've been doing this where I'm reviewing movie shows that are 10 years old.
Yes.
This show is fucking horrible.
Well, you're allowed to stop watching.
No, So I'll say this about Charlie Hunnam. If he looked like Paul Giamatti, you'd never fucking know this guy. You'd never know him. He is a atrocious actor. Not convincing at all. Now, Katie Sagal is awesome in it.
Who are the best looking people that are also great actors?
God, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are there. Well, Paul Newman might be the best looking and best actor combination. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, Clint Eastwood is very underrated because he really is great, but he's another guy where, for the most part, he's playing Clint Eastwood because everybody loves what he actually is in real life. But Yeah, I mean, I think I got, you know, Paul Newman. You got your Denzels. You got your Leos. You got your
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. But here's the thing: like, you think about those people that can transform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you saw the movie 12 Monkeys as an example, like Brad, and you saw Snatch, like Brad Pitt is a fucking elite. If you saw The Revenant, you can see. If you saw Glory, like you can see what some of these guys can become, and you're like, holy shit, man, these guys can do anything.
People think Brad Pitt was in Glory. No, that's Denzel Washington.
What's that? Oh, Glory. I know. Inglorious Bastards. But even in Inglorious Bastards, right? Yeah. So everything that is asked of him, he can become and he can do. He's very chameleon-like. He's not Gary Oldman, but he ain't far behind, right?
Who's the most attractive? Who's the actress? The most attractive actress.
God, hey.
Slash.
I'll tell you what, man. Selma Hayek used to be my 1A, but it's going to be tough to find a chick better looking than Gal Gadot.
Who's also a great actress?
Great actress. That's Gal Gadot the same is question. No, sorry.
I'm doing the same question.
Gotcha.
For actresses.
Back in the probably day. Charlize Theron, I guess, because she's fucking awesome, and she is an 11.
I mean, Meryl Streep was very attractive.
But she's not.
In the
day. She's not. She's when you say very attractive, she is. But
she's not like Brad Pitt.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Charlize Theron is. I mean, she's never been in a room where she wasn't the best looking person in the room. Right.
Right.
It's never
but
existed.
Also, back in the day, Michelle Pfeiffer was very beautiful and also really good at acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Michelle Pfeiffer is awesome. As a matter of fact, even the movie Grease 2, she can sing.
Didn't see it.
You know what I'm saying? So she can really do a lot of different things. It's funny because you can see some of those movies and shows and you can go, wow, that guy, like Zac Efron in High School Musical. I mean, I'm not saying High School Musical is awesome, but that motherfucker is awesome. And there's a guy.
He was Ted Bundy.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that guy.
He's about as good looking as you can get for a man.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Zac.
Yeah, he's
really
awesome.
Would you bang him, Robbie?
He can sing. He can dance. He can
he can murder.
There you go.
By the way, Bob Odenkirk has The Night of the Gun and Walking Time Bomb coming up. So those sounds like action movies.
And I'm imagining he's the lead. What has he been in recently? Because, again, I know he had a big role, a serious role in something I've seen in the not-too-distant past.
He had a recurring role on Larry Sanders.
Not too distant past. It's 25 years ago. Little Women. Women. That's a movie. Undone. That's TV. Most of this. Dolomite is My Name. That was a movie, right?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw that. You know, maybe that was it because Dolomite is My Name is that Eddie Murphy movie, which is awesome. It actually, it's probably the last thing Eddie Murphy's been great in since Dreamgirls, and Dreamgirls is probably 20 years old, right? I mean, I'm exaggerating, but Eddie Murphy hasn't. Well, Shrek. But it's few and far between. He's
you didn't
put out,
watch the. Coming to America?
You know what? I already...
You won't like
this is going to sound so bad. I know it's shit.
2006 was Dreamgirls.
The little clips I've seen, I can't bring myself to do
so
it.
Yeah, so 2006 is 15 years ago. I think that's the last great
It'll
thing
It'll ruin
that
the original movie for me.
You guys won't like it. I have a better plot line for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So... There's
well, give us the. I don't care. So give us the current plot line.
The current plot line.
He has a son.
Is that is the spoiler alerts? But the current plot line is he finds out.
Spoiler alert.
That they're fighting. They need to decide who's the heir to the throne, and he has produced three daughters, no son. And even in this day and age of wokeness, they're so behind and Zamunda. They can't fathom a woman can do anything. Which is funny. But that's sort of a recurring theme that his daughter's a badass. She should be the queen. He's still old school. And so Wesley Snipes is this rival king. And his son is some dipshit. He's supposed to marry Eddie Murphy's daughter, who's just awesome.
Basically, somewhat the same, similar story.
Exactly.
Right.
But they find out that basically when he was chasing, I think Lisa's her name in the original, you know, he basically was date raped by Leslie Jones and just knocked her up without even knowing it. And that
he was date raped in this movie.
Yes. They show that they go back to her place. He doesn't want any part of it. And then she has him smoke some stuff.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So basically he's date raped and then she hops on top of him and she has a son. And then who's Jermaine Fowler, who we know.
Yes.
And then he's like, you know, well, I don't know, 20 now or something. And they go back to New York and then they bring him and then he ends up falling in love with some girl that like does the hair there. She's just the help, basically.
Right.
Of course, she's a 10.
You know? Yes.
And he's supposed to, but he's supposed to marry some, just like Eddie Murphy, just supposed to marry some random chick.
Right,
he doesn't
right.
know. It's the same. And he doesn't, well, he wants to get no, or and she has no opinions. And so then he decides that he's just going to take the hair chick and they're going to go back to New York. Of course, then, you know, Lisa, the wife's all mad. It's like, why aren't you letting our daughter be the queen? You need to get out of these old ways. And oh, by the way, James Earl Jones, of course, dies, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. So anyway, they go back to New York and they realize we don't want to fucking get married in this dump. Why would we? You know, it's Arsenio Hall's the fucking preacher and there's some shit.
By the way,
church.
Is the girl that plays Lisa the same as in the original
yes,
movie?
Yes,
she has any work since.
I know, but it has a lot of callbacks. There's so many people. It's the nostalgia thing. It's really they're playing up on the nostalgia. But anyway, it only hits you with the nostalgia, and then Tracy Morgan's in it. Leslie Jones actually, who I don't really care for, is actually pretty good at it.
Okay.
Yes. But my storyline is they're arguing about becoming. Why won't the daughter be a queen? Why do we have to have a king? And then Lisa leaves, goes back to New York. He chases her. He goes in the barber shop. They give him advice. She goes in the beauty shop. So now we have
gotcha.
A female version.
Oh, I see.
And it stars Queen Latifah and all. And Tiffany
they're
Haddish
all dressed
the
up like that.
And
gotcha.
Then they give their thing. Then he decides they're going to renew their vows in New York City. He hires Tracy Morgan to be the wedding planner, which is hilarious.
This sounds like shit. Yeah. Now this sounds absolutely horrible.
I think it's better.
Certainly couldn't have been worse. I'm guessing, yes. Of course.
I think
no,
my
I'm
version
sure it would
have
been
better.
I'd much rather see your version.
Thank you.
Written by Rob Mayer. I'd rather have that.
Hey, the movie that I was talking to you guys about before the show is called Unhinged.
Well, that sounds good.
And it's all shock value, okay? I mean, it's so unnecessarily violent.
This is the Russell Crowe movie.
I'll watch that if it's unnecessarily violent. Let me read some things.
Unnecessarily violent's a good name for the episode.
Let me read some things, some comments from chat. Chat is very full today. Hey, shout out Ariel, Max in there. Mech Colby's been missing for a little while.
Yeah, Mech already shit on you, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mech says, Charlize Theron is too old for Gramps.
Well, that's true.
But he also was telling Matt Colby, who hasn't been in chat a while, that you haven't missed anything unless you want to hear Joe review shows that are 20 years old.
Strong. Yes, and here we are again. But Matt Colby says, Sons of Anarchy is a grind. Season 2 is great. The rest is meh. I'm on season 2. I'm on the season. So I should probably stop watching this. But, it can be difficult for sure. Now, we had Jeremy in chat. Did he leave?
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, because he said, is there no show? Yeah, God, wait.
Because we started a minute late.
God, wait 2 minutes, dude.
He's very busy.
No, Mike, he's literally doing nothing.
I think Jeremy, he hasn't written this new song in like 3 weeks. What's going on with this guy?
So I was on 98 Rock today, and I made what I believe to be a huge mistake, and I couldn't fix it. And I'm going to tell you about it on the other side of the break.
Good tease.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers and, as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Sunday, April 25th at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Joe screwed up on 98 Rock. I'm very excited.
So here's what happened. I couldn't have made it any clearer on here that I am not voting and did not vote for the presidency of the United States. I couldn't give in a shit which criminal won the election.
Right.
I don't think there's a hero on one side and villains on the other. I think most of this is rhetoric and people have different opinions and, you know, they try to demonize one person so people think they're so despicable they can't be voted for. And I just don't participate in that.
It's a bit of a sham.
It is. It's complete bullshit. I'm not participating.
Sorry, okay. JL. I know you worship the left.
But either way, I mean, this idea, whatever, you know where I'm coming from. But I've said on here many, many times, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, and I'm not participating. Well, anyway, we were talking about lines today. That was the break.
Lines?
What's the longest line you ever stood in?
Okay.
This person said, I stood in line to vote. I stood in line 2.5 hours. I turned around. I didn't vote. I said, here's what I meant to say. They vote for the same party every year. So what doesn't matter? What do you care about voting in Maryland for? Just go home, right?
Right.
But instead I said, don't worry, they got it right anyway. I said they got it right. Now, I also then couldn't fix it because then people are like, Trump lover. So I couldn't. I didn't want to say, wait a minute. I just said they got it right. I don't feel that way. I also don't feel the other way. But I couldn't. So I literally said it. And I go, man.
You would have had to hijack the entire show.
I would have had to get out from under that. I would have had to. Yeah, you're right. I would have said, stop everything we're doing. I said something on the air I did not mean. And, of course, somebody texted in and said, did Joe just say they got it right? So, of course, anybody listening that leans one way or another, they either love me or they hate me. Now, well, if you care about that kind of stuff, right? And I honestly don't care if you vote for whoever the hell you want. But a lot of people do. And if there's any passions, that's where it comes from. And I made a misstep, and now the world thinks that I love Biden, which I don't. I hate him, too. I hate them both.
Well, do you want to call a press conference?
What would you do? What would you have done if you said something that made them believe you loved our current president and you couldn't fix it because it would make them feel like you loved our last president? What would you do? Nothing?
I probably would have just, the next time I was on, try to make the other point. I don't know. I think he did the right thing, because if you start talking about it, now you're in this conversation.
Yep.
It's not good radio. It's not interesting. It might add to just people calling and texting in, and then you could end up saying something that could become a real thing.
Yeah,
You just cut your losses.
Yeah, just tweet about it, Joe.
Well, I have this show.
Yes.
So I could tweet. If you want to know what I really feel about the last presidential election, but I have to have the people who now don't like me because they think I feel one way politically find this. Which they won't. So some people are going
to. If they listen to you enough, they would know that.
Well, I'm also, it's so weird. I'm definitely, I'm a moderate for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any debate about that, except for in this current world where you know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the most conservative person on that radio station.
Yeah.
Me.
Yes.
So Josh is very left. I think Scott has no interest in it. I'm not sure where Justin, I know where he is, but I think he's apolitical.
Right.
Amelia's to the left.
Right.
Marianne's the furthest to the left of any of them. Kirk's to the left, and I don't have no idea what Wendy's. She's probably apolitical as well.
Probably.
I'm the only one who's ever, and Paul Mittermeier, who does sports part-time, are the only people who've ever expressed anything that has to do with the idea that there are two sides to this coin. I'm the only one. And now I've just come out as a Biden supporter on this show. So
Joe Robinson Biden.
I don't want anybody to think I care who the president is. That's very important to me that they know that I hate these people who think that they're worthy of running the free world. I don't like them.
We've made it clear.
I know.
Made the mistake of telling the same story on Kirk and Marianne Friday that I told last time.
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, we're always.
Yes, I love that, by the way.
Searching for these stories, right? And I hate doing it. I hate just finding these stories. You go to these prep services and
the drills.
Yeah. So I just look around, and I end up just trying to look off the beaten path. So I'll go to like science, Google News, or something. Just anything different. Is there anything crazy happening? And like a couple times, there's been a story about Mars, and now we have that Mars rover.
It's up there tooling around.
Right. And they just launched the helicopter on it. They're about to. So I have a story that I've told before, probably even told it on here, but I started saying it on stage, and it's getting some laughs.
Okay.
It's about how Tawan and I got in a dumb argument about
the Mars rover.
Because back when that thing took off last July, NASA had this thing where you could give them, sign up for their email list, and they would print off a fake boarding pass with your name on it that said you were on this Mars rover.
Right.
And then I go and I post it on Instagram. And then Tawanda was mad at me that I didn't get her one, right?
Legitimately?
Little mad.
Not zero, but not.
Right.
Tongue in cheek, but she did wish you got it for her.
Right. Okay. So of course I embellish when I tell the joke, and I act like she said things that she didn't, but I make it more of a thing. But I'm only telling that story about the Mars helicopter to get into this story about me fighting with Tawan in a dumb fight.
Got it.
But as I'm telling it, I realize I know I've said this to Marianne like a month ago.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't.
I just went for it.
Yeah. But then afterwards, I felt like, God, how little do I have to add? I'm bringing back a recycling story.
Well, you think about this. You do this show. You know, I was listening to it. I saw how many episodes. You know, we have over 600,000 downloads to the show. Do you know that?
Yeah, I saw that, which means we need to get to 1 million downloads. That should be the goal.
That's the goal. And then we just turn everything off.
Yeah, we just
turn
everything off. Ourselves.
But anyway, the point is that if you're on here and I haven't heard that story, you're not telling it to. Like, I've told every story I've ever had. I know.
Right.
I just told that story last week about Todd and the fake program.
Uh-huh.
I had to have told that before.
Yes.
You know, because that was so.
Right.
No, I don't think you did.
Well, even if I did or didn't, what it really means is that these guys are honest people, because these stories that I believe are interesting are told the exact same way two times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I remember listening to other radio personalities where stories would vary as they were told multiple times. And I always thought that was unhealthy for a show, to tell something not quite the same.
Well, I'm probably varying it because I've been telling it on stage and adding lines for humor.
Well, that's
right.
I give you a pass for that. But since I'm not on stage, most of my stories mirror one another. Real quick from chat, Matt Colby says, I'm trying to imagine Joe not being able to tell the world he was actually right. I'm surprised his head didn't explode. Okay, and here's Mac. Wait. Uh-oh. So Rob sits there and lets Joe review the same six-year-old show 3 weeks in a row, and he's worried about not delivering enough new content on 98 Rock. I reserve my 15-year-old show reviews for this show, my own show.
I'm going to defend Gramps here, because he's in the other room. He's sitting in his easy chair. He's got his laptop on his lap, which is how he listens to the Rob and Joe show. So before the show, we're looking at his TiVo, his always recorded shows. And again, I'm always trying to find new shows for him to watch. So he's sitting with the computer in his lap. I go, would that be okay for you to watch TV on that screen? Netflix. Because you mean on the TV? No. Literally, you're on your lap. You're looking at this computer screen. That's what you're watching. He goes, yeah, that would work. I said, all right, well, we should get Netflix on there. And he goes, well, Joe can do that. I said, yeah, Joe can set that up. And then you said he couldn't pull it off, but then he went to YouTube to play me
yes,
some group called the Browns.
Right.
So he found YouTube. He was able to search. It wasn't the fastest finding of the Browns.
Wait a minute.
But he did find it.
Man, you are leaving a giant hole.
He did
in this
somehow
story.
Play you at the Wendy Townsend Roast while looking for the Browns.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Right. So what happened, this is what happened. First of all, you know, I'm going to be very careful. Dad wanted to play a band that originated in the 30s or whatever for Rob. Okay. So Rob is kind and he's
hey, you
there.
Like movie TV shows from 10 years ago?
Yeah.
He likes 80-year-old
You're right.
Bands.
You're right. Absolutely. You're right about that. So he's, I want to play him the Browns. I said, okay. And I go, this is not going to be an easy task for him to do this. No. While he was trying to find the Browns, Rob is telling me to put Netflix on his computer. I said, Rob, he's not going to watch Netflix on his computer. He's not going to be able to navigate. He's not going to do that. Rob's like, he's on YouTube right now. I go, he's not going to be able to pull this up. Sure enough, he starts playing something else, and an ad plays. He said, by the way, how hard would it be for you to pull up a video? Rob just pulled up this Donald Trump song during the...
Robbie. Yeah.
During, what did I say?
Rob. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
During the bonus show, if you want to shout out, listen to the Patreon. But
people are going to think we're playing Donald Trump songs now.
Yeah, right, in support of.
Yes.
After, right. Anyway, but my father couldn't do it enough time for me to sit there and wait for it. I came back in here. I couldn't.
He pulled it off, though, and I didn't help him.
Okay. Well, I promise you I will put Netflix on his computer.
Robbie, do you think he can figure this out once it's on there?
He also has to do it, but go ahead. You can.
If you can go on YouTube and search for a video clip, what's the difference between searching and Netflix?
It will take him a few times to figure it out, but he also has to be motivated to do it, and I don't know that he will be.
But
turn on TiVo and watch Family Feud.
Max, right? He's saying, "Oh wait, here it comes. Stand strong, strong, Dranson. That we got you right here's where." So yeah, I mean, I usually, again, I say this all the time. I really don't have an outlet for my me how crazy it is right. Living in a room for the last 6 months. This is my outlet, and I you're right. I have to stop discussing the things that are going on, and I'm just going to let that go. So,
but Gramps told me he wants you to discuss it.
It doesn't matter what he wants.
He says Mac will get mad, but he likes that Mac gets mad at you.
Of course, yes, he likes, yes, and of course he should, right?
He likes being the topic of conversation.
He likes, and he also likes being defended by Mac.
Yes.
Mac's the person that he loves the most in the world, and that's the truth. It's, you know, again, I said it last week. I mean, the one thing that he wants to do in life, if he could do anything,
is hang out with Mac Bergson.
It would hang out with Mac Bergson.
Well, he told me he invited the Bergsons to the condo a couple years ago. Of course, they had other plans, and then the world went crazy. But maybe, you know, now that could be that could happen.
Well,
this year, next year,
the condo is no longer rented.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, during the summer, my brother, myself, both my sisters, we each have three individual unique weeks that we can do whatever we want with.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. If Mac would like to go to Ocean City on me, I would be more than happy. And so would my dad to have that place available for Mac and his family.
Why don't we have a Rob and Joe Ocean City getaway? We get Jeremy down there. And
yeah, maybe Restivo, Jeremy, yes. Mac, and my dad can all
Ariel, we need some females. Come on.
So here we go from the chat. Joe, can you review Night Court? I never finished, but I want to know if I should
I think you'll like it.
That's the first thing. Ariel says, Joe, have you watched Behind Her Eyes on Netflix? And then she said, or should I ask in a few years? So she made a recommendation, but she's also a dig, which I accept for
awesome,
sure.
Awesome.
Behind Her Eyes, I don't know. I'm not familiar with
I'll
that.
I'll get Gramps to pull it up on Netflix.
I've seen it
as I'm scrolling through, but I never stopped and watched it.
Did you guys have any Easter festivities?
Yeah, what did you do for Easter, Robbie?
I didn't do much. My girlfriend came over early in the day, and then I went over and hung out on our deck because it was a nice day. And I called Grams and I asked him what he was doing, and he was apparently with you and Katie at her brother's house.
Yep. Yeah, we took we took my father, Katie, and I. We went over to her brother and sister-in-law's, and we spent our time over there. And they had deviled eggs.
Yeah.
With crab meat in them.
Oh, fancy.
They were delicious. And I was happy. My father, he got five of them.
Well, so done.
He was able to enjoy himself. I know he liked that. But yeah, no, that's what we did. And then afterwards, we dropped dad back home, walked the dog, and then we went over to another relative's. We worry because Gramps doesn't like to be out that late.
Sure.
And he also doesn't like to stay places a long period of time. So
me and Gramps are like that. You know,
you have to be, what's the word? You have to be,
efficient.
Yeah, you do have to be efficient to make sure that you're not, you know, you get all the things accomplished and nobody's stuck.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I went to Wanda, and I went to her parents. Her sister came over, and her sister's two kids. Her mom bought us all scratch-off tickets.
Okay.
And like $65 each per person. $30 tickets. Two $30 tickets and a $5 ticket.
Okay.
And
now, what can you win on a $30 ticket? $1 million?
That was one of the options.
Yeah.
It says on there.
Did you win it? The million?
I did not win. The first thing I scratched off was $1 million. And then that.
Well, you have to get a second million.
I didn't get the second million.
That's all you needed?
Exactly.
I can promise you on every one of those, right. The first one is $1 million.
So everyone is, we're all scratching at the same time. And everyone's shouting out winners. $25, $50, $75, $100, nothing. There's literally 80 chances to win. Like, because one game is like you reveal your five numbers, then you have 40 chances. One
and then
match
an
you win.
At the bottom.
Right. Right. Nothing. I do this. I win $0. Everyone else is just collecting, dominating, and I ended up with a big fat zero. I took the quarter though that her mom gave me to scratch it off with. I go, this is what I'm keeping. But I felt like such a loser.
So you know that we, when we do the pregame,
mm-hmm.
and we do it for the Ravens, and we do it at the stadium. The guy from the Maryland Lottery comes by. He's actually been doing one of the murder mysteries.
Yeah.
And he, Doug Lloyd, shout out, and he gives me scratch-offs every time.
I like it.
And I'm always thinking to myself, by the way, if it's like $2, what, I know, I just throw it in the garbage. How, right. I'm a jerk. I know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, because it's like, what's the effort to go get your dollar? By the way, I don't know how to get it. You just hand it to them, they hand you a dollar?
Yeah, I didn't know how either, because Tawana won $50, so we stopped at 7-Eleven, because we had to stop in Virginia, right by our house, and I gave him to the guy, and he gave me $50. Like, oh, that was
easy. Any convenience store with the lottery sign in the window, they'll go cash.
Well, I don't play scratch-offs enough to know that, but that's so I get those, and I've never won an amount of money that I actually went and cashed.
Well, how much would it take for you to...
God, I don't want to sound the way that...
Because wouldn't you... I mean... Like a Wawa or something? Aren't you getting gas somewhere? I mean, it seems like...
Yeah.
Whenever I've won a dollar or $2 and on the Mega Millions tickets, I go and I cash it in and I buy whatever I was going to buy that day.
You cash in the dollar? You don't get other tickets? You cash in the dollars?
Well, I like my $1.
Because I usually like to go to the machine and you can't use the ticket in the machine because you have to have exact change. It's annoying. Because you can't get money out of the machine. You have to actually use it in the machine, and you have to find the exact change to make up the difference.
Max says in chat, the fact he throws $2 in the trash can is not the reason he's a jerk. So one time in my younger days, I was with Vegas. We had just seen the Maryland Terrapins play a basketball game, and we went to the 7-Eleven leaving on Route 1, leaving College Park. And Vegas goes, my friend Sean goes, buy a scratch-off. I probably never bought a scratch-off in my life. I probably haven't since. I bought it. I scratch it off. It reveals a flush. I won $50.
Nice.
Now, this is a time where $50 mattered.
Yeah.
Okay? This is in the 90s. I probably needed $50. I go, is this right? So I go, hey, I won. And the guy behind the counter goes, you didn't win.
You didn't?
I go, I didn't? I go, this says it. And he goes, come back tomorrow.
Were they out of cash?
I guarantee you, if we called Sean right now, he would remember. If I said, what did that guy say? He would say, he said, come back tomorrow. Which I did not drive from wherever I lived at the time to College Park, Maryland to get my $50. But
well, you don't have to go back to College Park.
I guess I realized that. I wanted my $50 right then and there, but I didn't get it. I'm positive I did cash that and get my $50. I'm pretty sure that I did.
You weren't a jerk back then?
No, I wasn't. I threw it in the garbage.
All right, let's take a break. Be right back. Rob and Joe Show.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, stop telling jokes about my girlfriend. Mac Bergson said, I wish Robbie produced it. Joe Robinson said, it's the pie plate closer of comedy specials. So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. She just she wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So
never estimate the laughs.
The Robin Joe Show.
Mac in chat says $2 is like 80% of a live wire. Robbie, how much are the live wires?
No, live wires are, well, if you buy two, I think they are $2.
But they're always the like what do you call it the when they have the what's it called, the irregulars? It's an irregular,
right?
But it's I think it's almost $3.
I had a fun show in Arlington last Thursday night.
Oh, and we'll be in Arlington later this month.
Yes, the Arlington Draft House coming up.
And I know you're about to tell a story about Arlington, but one thing that I do this all the time. People say, when's your next show? And I'm not prepared for that. And I go to Die Laughing Productions. DieLaughingProductions.com. And we have a date this month at the end of this month at the Arlington Draft House. I can't remember. That's what I say on the air. I can't remember when it is.
So I plugged it at this show. This was at a smaller bar.
But oh, the bar up front?
No, no, no. This is at a different establishment. Gotcha, okay. That bar up front doesn't exist anymore. It's not connected. It's
right.
Not a bar. O'Sullivan's was this place. But it was packed in there. And, well, you can't. It was sold out. Because of the way COVID, there wasn't really a place to hang out in the back just to watch the show
right.
as a comic. So a bunch of us kind of just got in the other room. And the only thing connecting that room and the room of the show is just a door. There's no door, just a doorway and a curtain. So you can still hear.
Gotcha.
You can't really get a feel for the room, but you can hear.
You can hear everything.
Right. So I'm like, I'll wait out here until it's closer because I want to go in a little bit before and get a vibe. But
were you last?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's this couple. I think they're on a first date. They are sitting in our room, but they're the very closest to literally the door is 3 feet away from them. So they're sitting closer to the stage than some people are in the actual room.
Okay.
So I hear them just talking, and they're like in their early 20s. She's white. He's like Indian or something. And she's just like, yeah, so my parents bought me a car. I come from a place of privilege. So, but then I started making money, so now I'm making payments, so I feel like an adult. I was like, who talks like this, right? Okay. So there was this girl that was about to go on, and maybe she seemed nervous. I don't know. But they started talking to her like, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm just – I couldn't tell if she was nervous, but
– Do you know this comic?
I don't know.
Okay.
So – I heard her on stage. She didn't sound nervous, but maybe she was showing signs of being nervous. So the girl was like, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to do great. How long have you been doing comedy? You know, we're going to support you. And then this girl goes on stage, and that girl's just on her phone. She goes to the bathroom. She's not paying attention at all. And then she comes back. She goes, oh, you were great. I'm like, this is all bullshit. You didn't pay attention at all.
How did she do? You probably won't be honest.
Couldn't. She got some laughs, but I couldn't tell how much the crowd was laughing.
When I said you wouldn't be honest, not because you're a dishonest person, because I know that you sometimes have difficulty being critical.
Right.
That's usually not my problem. I wish I was there to be able to see her perform, to see how they did. But you're right. It's like, you know, I've been in a situation, we've talked about this, where somebody very famous came off stage and it just bombed, and I said, oh, you did fine. And she knew I was lying.
Right,
you
right.
Know? So if
the other thing this girl said is she asked, are you a singer? And I'm like, how do you not know there's comedy right behind you? Like, are you missing what's happening? Like, you're so clueless. She thought it was a singing show. I was like, you don't, there's a guy. You don't, whatever. Okay. So
they clearly just happened to be there.
They weren't even in the room where
the show was, but
they were closer. You could tell that it was a comedy show. But I was just, it bothered me. Like, why are you even lying to this chick? You had to go to the bathroom during her set. Like, you didn't even try to pay attention.
You should have told that story on stage.
I should have.
So I'm sorry. I'm overly distracted by chat, and I'm going to have to find this out. So Robbie, and I don't see what exactly was the impetus for this.
Uh-oh.
Robbie says, I'm going to COCO mid-August, COCOA, which I've never heard of in my life. Okay.
Is that a place in
you
Florida?
You have heard of it, Joe.
COCO Beach?
That's correct. Well, COCO Beach is in COCO.
Okay. I've never heard of COCO Beach.
Joe, you have heard of COCO Beach. You ever watched I Dream of Jeannie?
Okay, well, okay.
Yes, it's on his to-do list of shows to watch.
I'm sure.
After Sons of Anarchy.
I'm sure that... Let me take a look. While I'm looking this up, will you look at the year that I Dream of Jeannie went off the air? Will you look at that?
70, I'm going to guess, Jesus. 73,
74. Okay, well, I was a very, very, I was learning to talk at the time.
You
okay?
don't know your 1965 to 70, yes.
70, okay. Well, okay. I turned two
it started
the last month of 70, okay?
What's wrong with you?
All right, anyway, so I'm sure I have heard of it, but it's been 40 years, okay? Is that safe? Okay.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know Dry Dream of Jeannie. I just assumed you were talking to Mac and Chad about going to Florida.
But I'm not sure what, I guess it's because Mac lives in Florida.
Mac said that Mountain Dew Livewire is
$2.50. I understand. So Robbie's
now
gonna
move
to
Florida
right, so he can get it.
Mac was telling me, come check it out.
But he said
it's more expensive in the south of
Florida. That's what he says. Prices get more expensive. So if Robbie is going to COCO, Florida, exclusively for Mountain Dew Livewire, he might find himself disappointed if he's going there because the prices are so good on this drink in Florida.
Yeah, that's not why I'm going.
Why are you going?
Can we find out why you're going?
I've been down there before. It's a very nice area. It's right on, you know, right on the, it's Banana River, I believe it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Famous river. It's like the Nile, Amazon.
Near Cape Canaveral. It's a very beautiful area, and I went down there once before with my girlfriend, and I'm planning on going again.
Okay.
What's the Mount Rushmore of rivers?
Well, you got the Amazon and the Nile.
Mississippi.
And the Thames? I don't know. What's the... the
Danube?
The, yeah, I have no idea what the fourth would be.
So you're when are you going down there?
Mid-August.
Mm. Let me keep going with the chat if I could. Grant wants to know if you're renting a car. And again...
he needs to know all the particulars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Those are the kind of questions that drive me nuts. Right. There's nothing that you can do with the information. Sorry, I know Mac's going to... But I literally answer, I'm not exaggerating, 30 of those a day. Right? Oh, what time? He literally asked me about this particular show, about the times of
right.
it. I don't want to exaggerate. Five times he asked me about times associated with what's going on right now. Five times. Meanwhile, it doesn't matter because he doesn't retain the information. So once he knows it, it's just asking to ask. Whatever. All right. Anyway, the Rhine. You're right. And the Seine, is that another river, Mac? River Phoenix is what we're hearing. Okay.
Melissa Rivers.
But anyway, Mac is offering to meet Robbie in Jacksonville.
Isn't that where Mac lives?
Now, I don't know. Oh, I see. Lunch on me. I gotcha. That's a joke. I thought there was some sort of midpoint, but you're right. I think he does live there. And then Mac says, I Dream of Jeannie will be reviewed in May.
like a frozen yogurt place there that's all decked out with I Dream of Jeannie memorabilia.
Wow. You really?
Is that an appointment? Is that why you go there to vacation?
I just happen to go in that place. I'm a big fan of that show.
I had no idea. You're such a fan of I Dream of Jeannie. When's the last time you watched an episode?
It's been a while,
probably
about
right?
three or four months ago. They
what?
It was on one of those retro channels on the cable. I think it was on one of those subscription channels. And I said,
you're paying for it.
No, it's a free subscription. It was free. Okay. It's free. But I watched a couple, I Dream of Jeannie Plus.
I watched
a couple episodes of I Dream of Jeannie.
Let me talk about I Dream of Jeannie.
Please.
Okay, let me talk about this for Mac. There's a very, very valid argument to be made that Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie is the sexiest woman ever to be on television.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm going to make my argument, and then you guys can say whether or not you agree or with me or not.
I'm going to Google sexiest TV characters.
Now, meanwhile, Max says, did Robbie ever watch I Dream of Jeannie while sitting on a beanbag? I think that he might have missed that mark, but that would 100% been one of his go-tos.
Yeah.
So not only...
Bewitched is actually the better show of the two.
You say the better show, but we're talking about... nobody's going to make an argument.
I mean, we're really old on this episode.
I know, sorry.
But yeah. I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden was a 10. I mean, is there any argument about that?
Does Ariel even know who we're talking about?
How could she? She's not even 30 yet. But, so she's a 10. She also could grant you any wish. She was encumbered, limited by nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that, Robbie? She could do anything.
Pretty much unless she was locked in her bottle.
She could do absolutely anything, but she had to go in her bottle when, J.R. Ewing's name? Larry, what's his name, Robbie?
He was a captain.
Doesn't matter. What's his name in real life?
Oh, Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman, right. Anyway, she used to call Larry Hagman master. I mean, every episode, that's what she called him. So she's the hottest chick on television. She can provide anything that you want, and you're her master. So do better, Robbie. I don't know that you can.
I'm looking at this stupid list. The
I think
32...
somebody brought up Linda Carter in the.
All right, that's a solid.
Good.
That's a solid. You're really at the upper echelon of hotness, especially of that era.
Well, right. I don't know who made this. That era, yeah. 32 sexiest female TV characters.
Okay, go.
You want to start at 32?
Yes, please.
Just go till you get to Barbara Eden. Or, I guess, Jeannie, who I don't believe had a last name.
All right. None of the...
I wonder if they're going to go...
Melisandre for Game of Thrones is 30. That was the older chick that would yes. turn into a hot chick.
If they have a cartoon on there, Major Nelson is what Max said. Yes, that
you,
was
Major
his name.
Nelson.
Major Nelson.
Serena Van Der Woodsen from Gossip Girl. That's Blake Lively.
Okay, I mean,
Robin Scherbatsky from How I Met Your Mother. That's the chick that's in the Marvel movies.
Okay.
Supergirl. Fiona Gallagher from Shameless. Emmy Rossum.
That's who they say looks like Katie.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Teen Wolf. All right. Xena. Lucy Lawless.
She's a little masculine for me.
All right. I'm just skipping ahead here. Joan Harris from Mad Men. Christina Hendricks.
Oh, Christina Hendricks is so hot.
Yep. Maggie Green from Walking Dead. Lauren Cohan.
She's not anywhere near even one of the top 1,000. Well, she's very attractive, yeah. But there's been a lot more beautiful women than her.
How about Sofia Vergara in Modern Family?
Yes, okay. All give right. you that.
Alex Voss from Orange is the New Black, Laura Prepon.
No, she's not.
Lois Lane, Smallville.
No, well, that's Terry Hatcher, right? Or no, no Smallville is
Erica
not.
Erica Durant.
No, come on.
Sorry.
If I don't know who you are.
Marjorie Tyrell from Game of Thrones. Natalie, you're a big fan of her. You love
no,
her.
No, that chick's very Natalie hot. But Dormer. You know what else I appreciate about her is that she would take all of her clothes off all
yep.
the time. So thank you for that.
Donna Paulson from Suits. Sarah Rafferty. Didn't watch that show.
Max says Linda Carter is masculine compared to Joe. There's no reason for that.
You like this chick, Alexandra Daddario, Lisa Tragnetti from True Detective.
Oh, yeah, no. Yes. That, yes, she... Hey, the next girl, he had two affairs. The second one's with the girl from Banshee. There yeah. you go, Mac, full circle.
Daenerys Targaryen, the mother of all dragons, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Very attractive.
Okay.
Dr. Rima Hadley from House, that's Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde's very hot.
Hey, Gramps' favorite, Penny from The Big Bang Theory.
What? Where's she ranked?
Number 3.
Oh, what?
Yes.
God, come
number
on.
Number 2, Hannah McKay from Dexter, Yvonne Strahovski.
Okay.
Hot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember her, but
she was a serial killer.
And okay. then number 1, Jessica Hamby, Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood.
Okay, enough. Come on, that list is shit. Okay, it's shit.
And the list doesn't go back for
no, sorry. I mean, I didn't even hear any shows from, you know, what about Carol Burnett, the hot
sorry.
Carol Burnett?
Yeah. You wanted Mary Tyler Moore?
Mary Tyler Moore was 11.
I Love Lucy, yeah.
I mean, she was hilarious, but yeah. but no, Mary Tyler Moore.
Roseanne Barr.
What about Suzanne Summers? These guys are
yes.
iconic, not the person from True Blood.
Sorry, that's the list.
The people
Joe
that are
Dear
still being
it.
Talked about 35 years later.
Yeah, what about Charlie's Angel?
Of course, no. yes, Farrah Fawcett. Robbie and I had a rug of her.
Pigs.
We had a rug.
You had a rug?
We both had
a
rugs.
Charlie's Angels rug?
The fam- yes. No, the famous poster of her.
You each had in your room.
No, Robbie, I had a rug.
I know. I'm talking about the famous Farrah Fawcett poster, the
yes,
one everybody's
where
seen.
Where she's in the red bathing
yeah,
suit with the, yes.
Our age.
I like the Raquel Welch poster better.
Where she's Barbarella, that
yeah,
one? Yeah,
the
yeah.
one from Shawshank.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. No, but when I go looking back at the hottest chicks who are on television,
yeah.
those were the ones, the Daisy Duke. You think the girl from True
Catherine
Blood is
Bach.
Better looking
yeah.
than Daisy Duke?
I'm also a fan of what's-her-name from Sopranos, Christopher's girlfriend.
Yes, Adrienne. You know, she's yeah. in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. yeah.
Comes full circle.
There you go.
All
right.
The poster of Raquel Welch wasn't. Jane Fonda was Barbarella, Joe.
Hey, Mac says, sorry about that. Mac, what? There's some movie where she's a cave woman. What's that,
yeah.
Robbie?
Yeah, I that's exactly the one. I don't know what the name of it is.
Mac says Hot Lips Houlihan, played by Loretta Swit.
There
not
you go.
Not hot.
What about the Friends, some of the Jennifer Aniston?
Of course,
Courtney
and
Cox.
That's the other thing. These things that you're talking about right now, mm-hmm. they're not just beautiful, they're also iconic. You can't have some random that you think is good looking. By the way, that girl that you just showed
yes.
me from True Detective, she was only 2 episodes. What are we doing of a show that... That they're each their own. There's only 8 episodes of
okay.
True Detective
well,
that season.
Then we're doing the list right now. We're making the better list.
Okay,
you're
sure.
saying Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden. They said Linda Carter, Farrah Fawcett. They're definitely on
Are
the
we
list.
Doing Jennifer Aniston.
Of course, you're doing Jennifer
yes.
Aniston. She's going to be the one. You can only take one from that
okay.
show.
Okay, which
right?
are we taking from Charlie's Angels? Farrah Fawcett.
You have to.
Yes.
You have to take Farrah Fawcett. And for Three's Company, you have to take Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
Right?
She's also in WKRP, or is that somebody else?
Bailey. What about what about Lonnie Anderson
yes,
Lonnie, from
yes.
WKRP?
Right.
You have to pick that. These guys were icons. It wasn't the girl from True Blood.
What about Meredith Baxter Burney in Family Ties?
She wouldn't have been the one. It would have been
Justine
Bateman who didn't.
Crush on
she
her.
Doesn't, but she's
no.
not, you
right.
know. She's not going to make the list for me.
What about some of these doctor shows? There's got to be some hot nurses on these Grey's Anatomy ERs.
There was a super hot chick on. If their name can't occur to you, they're not. Enough. You know what I mean? They're not iconic. They're not. So I'm just trying to think of not just the hottest girls, but the most popular shows.
Right,
Margulies.
What's that?
Juliana Margulies.
From was she in Judging Amy? What show was she on?
A Good Wife.
ER?
She's on ER, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, is she? Yeah. I guess it's my personal taste. She doesn't do it for me. Wasn't she in Heat? The movie,
I think,
Heat?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
But no, I would not include her.
I think Heat's overrated.
We're down a rabbit hole, man.
Yeah.
You think Heat's overrated?
I think it's good, but I think
you know
it's
what?
Overrated.
Here's the problem with Heat. Can I tell you?
Please.
If you're going to make it that fantastical, give us what we want. I want Robert De Niro. It's not The Godfather.
Right.
It's a way step down, and it's much more popcorn. So if you're going to make that, give me what I want. Let Robert De Niro escape with the girl. That's what I want. But instead, he shoots him. And if you haven't seen Heat by now, no spoiler alert, that movie's 20-something years old.
Spoiler alert.
Max says he prefers Joyce DeWitt. From Three's Company, I get that. By the way, we're also not talking about Marianne or Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
There's got to be some more contemporary shows.
I'm trying to think about like the shows that kind of changed that. Whatever the most important show, like Happy Days, there wasn't a girl hot enough on Happy Days to make it into this conversation.
The chick on Cosby Show is pretty hot. The one that married Lenny Kravitz.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah. Let me say this. Gramps just said this. I don't think Jennifer Aniston is even close to a 10. That's what he says. So obviously, okay, Dad, on a scale from Walker Hayes to the people that you insult on Family Feud when you see them, where does she rate? One being the worst, somebody hideous on Family Feud, 10 being Walker Hayes. Yes. Where do you put her?
And callback, he used to like that woman on Night Court.
Yeah, what was her, the blonde
Bull?
Girl?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, Martin Mull, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
He also liked, there was the girl on Growing Pains. I think her name was Joanna Kearns. Am I right about that? And then there was the mom on Who's the Boss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I remember going, that woman on Growing Pains is way better looking than the girl. And meanwhile, they look exactly, they're twins, right? I mean, is there...
Olsen twins? Are they?
Did they make the list?
Yeah.
My dad's not putting his ranking in there.
That's
from
too bad.
Marky Post. That's exactly right.
Yes.
She doesn't make the list. She's not iconic enough. But does Julia Louis-Dreyfus make the list?
I think her character is super attractive because she's just...
slutty and she's good looking.
Yeah.
It would be harder for her.
You'd want to hang out with her.
If they made a list, she'd be on it.
Yeah.
I don't know that she warrants it, but she would be on a list if you had to take them all. You know, I guess we're not going to get that Jennifer Aniston rating. I know it's not close to a 10, so it can't be an 8 because that's close to a 10.
Does he watches Friends though, so he doesn't know who she is.
She's the ugly one. That's how he describes her, as the ugly one. But yeah, you think about that. He watches the show and he sees it and he goes, that woman's not even close to a 10.
Eugh. Yeah.
Well, what is she? What's the number not close to a 10? Not close to a 10 is a 6. A 7 is borderline close to a 10. An 8 is close to a 10. So that means he thinks she's a 7 or a 6.
Yeah. An 8 is close to a 10. So it's 7 or below.
So
maybe he thinks she's a 2.
So he hasn't said yet. But what that means is that when you go to a club, most of the attractive women are better looking than Jennifer Aniston.
Right, which is ridiculous.
And by the way, he's not seeing Jennifer Aniston now, which she's still a 10, but
yes,
he's seeing her at her absolute prime.
Yes, exactly.
Where
that launched her to household name superstar.
Her nipples were always hard.
Yes.
Her face had the face of an angel.
Her character, every guy's falling in love with her because she's so hot.
Her haircut, every girl went out and got that.
Right.
She's literally the top, very top of the food chain.
By the way, when I do my joke that you also do about the one celebrity, why ask people who they would pick?
Right.
Do you know there's one name that the guys pick that's the most popular one?
Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Not my dad. He'd say Walker Hayes.
All right, let's get out of here.
One real quick before we go. Max had Mary Lou Henner from Taxi. Man, Mary Lou Henner was, she was a bombshell. I don't know that, this sounds weird too, but when you think about that show, she's like the fourth person you think of when you think of that show.
Yeah,
I mean, Danny DeVito and Christopher Lloyd are easily the first two, but then Judd Hirsch.
Yeah.
Right? God, man, look at us. What are we doing?
God.
Trip down memory lane.
Jesus.
I think Taxi ended in 1980 or 81.
There's another name that I recently got on my trip to South Carolina, not Jennifer Aniston. Speaking of hot TV stars, this is a true story, real answer. Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I said no, but hey, more power to you. Let's get out. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.